Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. US military to start maritime blockade of Iranian ports today following President Trump's orders to block Strait of Hormuz. Global oil prices jump above $100 a barrel as energy markets reopened in Asia after US announced blockade of Iranian ports. IMF warns of global shock as West Asia conflict disrupts energy supplies and pushing up prices worldwide. Peter Magyar wins parliamentary elections in Hungary, ending Fidesz leaders Viktor Orban's 16 years of power. And in tennis, Jannik Sinner regains top spot beating Carlos Alcaraz in the finals of the Monte Carlo Masters in France. The US military will start maritime blockade of Iranian ports today following President Donald Trump's orders to block Strait of Hormuz. According to the United States Central Command, CENTCOM, the blockade will apply to all ships going in and out of Iranian ports and coastal regions. However, ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz to non-Iranian ports will be allowed. All mariners have been advised to monitor notice to mariners broadcasts and maintain communication with U.S. naval forces on bridge-to-bridge Channel 16 while operating in the Gulf of Oman and approaches to the Strait of Hormuz. In response, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has warned that any attack or mistake by the U.S. or its allies would face a strong reaction. Iran also claimed it has full control over the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered immediate blockade of the Strait of Hormuz after collapse of peace talks with Iran. Mr. Trump described the move as necessary to stop Iran's extortion and nuclear ambitions and predicted Tehran would soon return to negotiations on American terms. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian later said Tehran remains ready to reach a balanced and fair agreement to ensure lasting peace and security, but added that the double standards by the United States remain the main obstacle to a deal. The Strait of Hormuz remains one of the world's most critical energy choke points, with roughly fifth of the global oil and significant volumes of liquefied natural gas passing through the narrow corridor each day. Any blockade or military escalation in the area could disrupt global energy supplies, push up oil prices, and raise insurance costs for shipping companies. On the ground, Israel reported carrying out a targeted raid in a hospital in the southern Lebanese town of Bin Jibil, saying armed Hezbollah operatives were inside. The Israeli military said around 21 fighters were killed. Israeli airstrikes also continued across southern Lebanon, with Lebanese authorities reporting civilian casualties. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
Iran's Consul General in Mumbai, Syed Reza Mosayeb Modlak, has said that major global powers like India, China and Russia are trying to promote peace amid rising tensions. He particularly praised India for its commitment on diplomacy and avoiding military involvement. Speaking to a media agency, Modlak said these countries did not support the recent United States actions and chose not to intervene militarily, instead aiming to stabilize the situation and global markets. He criticized the US and Israel, accusing them of encouraging violence and acting against international laws and ethics. He warned that such actions could make conflict and instability worse worldwide. Motlag also pointed out double standards on nuclear weapons, saying countries with nuclear arms are pressuring others while engaging in conflicts themselves. Talking about recent talks in Pakistan, he said negotiations failed because agreed conditions were not followed, leading to a deadlock. Meanwhile, Iran's Supreme Leader's representative in India, Abdul Majid Hakim Ilahi, thanked the Indian government and people for their support and solidarity amid the West Asia conflict, highlighting participation by Indian officials and political leaders at an event marking 40 days since the death of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Kristalina Georgieva, warned that the Iran war has triggered a large global economic shock, disrupting energy supplies and pushing up prices worldwide, with the impact expected to linger well into next year. In a recent interview, the head of IMF said that the scale and duration of the disruption would determine the long-term fallout, but cautioned that the effects are already widespread. She said that 13% of oil and 20% of gas that would have flown in from the world is now stuck for 5 weeks and counting. She further said that the impact is global and uneven, and it affects different countries differently. The IMF chief also cautioned that even a ceasefire would not bring immediate relief.
Our focus will be on how best to weather this latest shock and ease the pain on economies and on people. Policymakers can help. Please don't make matters worse. Reject go-it-alone actions. Don't pour gasoline on the fire.
Global oil prices jumped from above $100 a barrel as energy markets reopened in Asia after US announced blockade of Iranian ports. Global benchmark Brent crude is up by 8.5% at $102.37 a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate is 9% higher at $105.34 a barrel. Major stock indexes in Asia slipped in trade today. The Nikkei 225 in Japan fell by 0.8%, while South Korea's Kospi was down by 1.8%. The failure of US-Iran negotiations at the weekend has raised concerns that the global energy crisis will deepen. In recent weeks, both energy and financial markets worldwide have experienced significant volatility as investors respond to ongoing developments in the conflict. Last week, the price of oil plunged well below $100 after Washington and Tehran agreed to a conditional 2-week ceasefire deal that includes the opening of the key Strait of Hormuz trade waterway. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has concluded a 2-day official visit to the United Arab Emirates, wrapping up high-level meetings with Emirati leadership. During a visit, Dr. Jaishankar met UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Discussions focused on strengthening energy cooperation, expanding trade, and advancing the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Hungarian Prime Minister and Fidesz leader Viktor Orbán has conceded defeat after Péter Magyar, leader of the Tisza party, secured a supermajority in the country's recent parliamentary elections. The result marks the end of Orbán's 16-year rule, bringing a major political shift as the opposition takes power. With 98.74% of the vote counted, Magyar's Tisza party won 138 of the 199 seats in the country's parliament, giving them a supermajority capable of amending the constitution and key laws, suggesting that they would be able to reverse some of the changes made by Orbán and Fidesz, and potentially unlock EU funds. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has visited southern Lebanon with top Israeli military leaders yesterday. He said the war is still going on, with Israel's enemies now fighting for survival. Mr. Netanyahu said Israel has created a security zone in Lebanon that has helped stop possible cross-border attacks and reduce threats like anti-tank fire and rockets. He also claimed Israel has significantly changed the situation in the Middle East. City of Seattle has become the first city government in the United States to host a life-size statue of Swami Vivekanand at the Westlake Square Park. In tennis, Jannik Sinner defeated Carlos Alcaraz in the finals of the 2026 Monte Carlo Masters at Roquebrune Cape Partin in France yesterday. By clinching the title, Jannik Sinner returned to top spot in the world for the first time since November last year. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. military to start maritime blockade of Iranian ports today, following President Trump's orders to block Strait of Hormuz. Global oil prices jumped above $100 a barrel as energy markets reopened in Asia after U.S. announced blockade of Iranian ports. IMF warns of global shock as West Asia conflict disrupts energy supplies and pushing up prices worldwide. Péter Magyar wins parliamentary elections in Hungary, ending Fidesz leader Viktor Orbán's 16 years of power. And in tennis, Jannik Sinner regains top spot, beating Carlos Alcaraz in the finals of the Monte Carlo Masters in France. And that is the end of this news bulletin.